Both frankincense and myrrh were very expensive. A pound of frankincense cost the equivalent of a Roman labourer's salary for a month, and a pound of myrrh twice as much. So when the Magi bring frankincense and myrrh to the infant Jesus, they're bringing not only gifts fit for a god, they're also as valuable as their other gift, gold. We've got no contemporary written sources, but this hand, other pieces of bronze sculpture of similar quality, and the ancient industrial slag recently discovered in Saudi Arabia, show that Yemen was then a major centre of bronze production. Wahab Talab's hand is clearly the product of skilled metal workers. If you look at it carefully, you can see that it's been very beautifully finished at the wrist. So our bronze hand is definitely a complete object, not a fragment broken off from a larger sculpture. Offering replica body parts to the gods is by no means peculiar to Arabia. You find them in Greek temples, in medieval pilgrim shrines, and in many modern Roman Catholic churches, used to ask a god or a saint for bodily healing, or as a thank you for recovery. So perhaps Wahab Talab wanted his broken finger healed, although the inscription suggests that it was a broader prayer for general good health. Wahab Talab's hand speaks to us from a religious world that was dominated by local gods who looked after particular places and peoples. But it was a world that wasn't going to last.